This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me turn this down just a little bit. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And we'll tell you about something we're about to do with them next time around, shall we? I had some other takeaways from the class that were actually more personal about me and what I need to work on. On the ground, I'm not very happy being on the ground. Not necessarily because I can't execute what I need to do when I'm on the ground. You're firing from a position they call the supine position, where you're on your back, you've got your feet drawn up to where your knees are bent, and you're sort of in a crunch position, if you will, leaning forward. You can either go both hands on the weapon or one hand, you know, support hand on your chest and punching the weapon out another way. There's, you know, you got to roll a little bit to, you know, expose the strong side, get your weapon out, then roll back the other way to get back in the supine. I didn't like that very much. For a variety of reasons. One, I was in the dirt and I was inhaling the dirt, and that was, that created asthma attacks. I actually had two asthma attacks while I was there, one each day. In the middle of the training, the first one, I just decided to, they made me sit down for a minute. They made me sit down. The second one, they let me finish the drill because I didn't tell them. And both times they were kicked up because of being in the supine position. So right away, the first thing to take away is that whenever you're doing something like this in self-defense, you've got to take into consideration that you've got to do the stuff that makes you very uncomfortable. You simply have got to do the stuff that you don't like. The other stuff, for the most part, I had no issues with, the drawing and the sequence of events and, fast. Fight, assess, scan, top off. That is the acronym they go by. So you're in the middle. If you're fighting, right? If you have a threat in front of you, you are fighting. After you have fought, you're going to assess. And if you still have a threat, then you're going to fight some more. Then after you have done, when you're done fighting and you have assessed and you're happy the bad guy is done, then you're going to scan looking to see if he came alone, because most of the time they don't. Then after you're done scanning, and you're going to scan 361 degrees is what they want. They want you to make sure you look everywhere. Then you're going to top off. So that means if you just stuck, you know, if you've got what you think is half a magazine in there or whatever, you're going to stick a new magazine in there. And even though you may think you have a round chambered, you're going to run that slide and make sure you have a round chambered. Then and only then can you reluctantly reholster your weapon. That's the only time you should do it. The other thing I learned is that imminent threat of bodily harm and death is a relative concept. Now, some of you are like me. You've had heart surgery, or you're in a wheelchair, or you've got some sort of physical disability or something. So for us, disparity of force happens almost as soon as we are, you know, as soon as an incident begins. Now, we still are going to be bound, by the same rules of engagement, which are we need to avoid the fight as best we can. That will serve us well because we will tell this in a court of law. But at a certain point, there is no reason for us in our less than state, which is what I'm in. I have to worry about the chest. I have to worry about where, you know, I was cut on the chest. I don't have to take a beating to make that assessment. I can go ahead. If I've tried to avoid the fight and they're just not doing it, if I draw the weapon and I say stop and they keep coming, warned you. Then everything changes, but I'll be alive to go with the change. And there's a couple of other things I want to change to make sure I'm not financially decimated along the lines, and I'll be talking about those later. The other thing I figured out is that if we can, and that's not always going to be the easiest thing, but if we can, we need to try to work to be in the best state physically that we can possibly get into. Simply because it will aid us in our training. But whatever shortcomings you have, whatever you think your strong suit or weak suit may be, that can all be overcome with training. Now, I was a big proponent of training before. I'm a bigger proponent of training now, simply because I did do the one thing you have to go to tactical response with is an open mind. And I completely just I forgot everything that I ever knew about shooting. Except one thing. Which, if you've ever seen me in a video, you know I like to run hot on a trigger. So I'm going to be consciously slowing that down. And I'm going to be working real hard to try to neutralize with fewer shots versus, you know, getting out there and throwing the wall of lead. But I'm going to try to work my way to where I get that accuracy and get back to that speed, which is my goal. But a class like this is invaluable if you are carrying a gun. And if you are carrying a gun, you should be looking for a class like this. Some of the benefits about being an alumnus of Tactical Response on Alumni Week. Alumni weekend, if you come up there for the training, whatever training you take is $30, which is off of their normal $500 fee. You can stay in what is called the team room, but that's based upon space available. They have a deal with the Best Western in town where you get a discounted rate there, and it's a pretty nice little motel. And you become, you become part of a brother's sisterhood. There were women there that were just as game about what was going on, paying attention, doing the deed, getting in the dirt, getting in the dust, firing over and over again. And that was good to see, too. So my biggest takeaway from this is I'm very aware of my shortcomings now. I'm aware of my strong suits. One of the things I did, though, the Ace Firearms pistols that I took that have never been run, period, besides testing, the way I ran them that day. And that was, I'm not going to say that was a risk because I trust Roger Ward. So I thought he had built a pretty good pistol. It felt really solid. And then when I got it out there, I was shocked. I was shocked with what Ace Firearms has put together. So, these guns are just 2.0s. This is not going to be the finished product. We're not anywhere near it yet. There's still a couple of, at least one, if not two more iterations it's got to go through to get to the final product. But overall, I learned two things. These guns run like Swiss clocks. And two, I've got some limitations that I have got to learn to overcome, and I'm going to overcome them by training. And I've got to add a little exercise to it as well. Would I recommend Tactical Response's Fighting Pistol course? Yes, I would. Hands down, I would recommend that. If you've never taken a class before in your life, this is the one I would go take. Because, you know, most of us carry handguns, and if you're going to be in a fight with a handgun, you need to learn how to fight with it. And these guys will teach you. Very competent. I got no issues with it. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Now, Boyd's has decided to do something. If you haven't seen the video that I put up on this, they have decided they're going to build a couple of guns and then give them to Ted Nugent, of course, using Boyd's gun stocks, give them to Ted Nugent to go on a hunt, and then they want Ted Nugent to pick two deserving veterans to give those guns to. These guns will have been built by Dustin Knutson at Boyd's Gun Stocks. They, I think, are based on something by Ruger. And these will all be built out all the way, all tested very well with optics and everything else. This will be a very nice rifle. And they're going to make two of them and give them to these veterans. And I can't think of a better way to say thanks to a veteran than to let somebody like Nugent take him hunting and then give him the gun that he used to kill their dinner. But check them out, by all means, at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, school shootings. School rampage killings, shall we call it. Let's not call them shootings. Let's call them what they are. Getting out there and trying to lay blame for who's responsible for these things, besides the student, is a very dicey proposition because there's a lot of elements in play. You know, Santa Fe, student started shooting in an art classroom with his father's shotgun and revolver. 10 people died, 10 others were wounded before the shooter, the rampage murderer, surrendered to police. Nobody really knows that much about him, making it difficult for commentators to blame something specific. Because there's always got to be a reason, right? There's always got to be a reason. And it can't be as simple as, well, you know, society has made it okay to do these kinds of things. And they've made it okay for, you know, people to scream at each other and to show their emotion. You know, it can't be nothing like that. So, this guy, he was not a jihadist, as was another high schooler who was caught before carrying out a mass murder in Stonebriar Mall in Frisco, Texas. He was not mentally handicapped. He wasn't committed to any ideology at all, really. The only real red flags Demetrios Pagortsis exhibited were some morbid posts on social media and a black trench coat that he wore every day, which in the Texas heat, considering the trench coat mafia that was the Columbine shooters, probably should have aroused some suspicion. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has virtue signaled yet another sanctimonious campaign of gun control activism, and others are discussing how to stop these troubled students before they snap. And many schools have followed the latter approach, training teachers and students to look for signs of violent behavior and then try to intervene. You can do that with a spree shooter, with a spree rampage killer. You can do that all the way up to the point where he decides to go operational. You can do it up to the point where he's, you know, going through the walkthrough if you want to. But in most cases, this means sitting through a PowerPoint presentation about depression, learning the number for a bullying hotline, and watching some video that dramatizes the situation. Like Evan, which was produced by the Sandy Hook Promise Group, is a perfect example. And as practical as that strategy may sound, it fails on a few levels. It assumes that identifying these types of students is easy. And that is not the case. It invests too much confidence in laughably superficial training, and it completely ignores the limits of educators and students in successfully dissuading a psychotic young adult from committing mass murder. So rather than saving these troubled students committing these mass murders and advocating intervention and watchfulness, mostly encourages vicious paranoia. Anyone, after all, could be a mass murderer. Undeserved guilt. This kid went on a shooting rampage because students and teachers didn't care enough about him. And despair, and, you know, that's the safety of a school, rests on the maturity of classmates and perceptiveness of teachers. Those three problems are coming from serious misunderstandings about high schools and the people who spend their days on them. To identify potential shooters, students and staff are told to look for signs of depression, like a person muttering that he hates school or that he thinks people are awful, that he wants to sleep all the time. That would have been me. I would have been identified, in the, if that's what they were looking for. As any teacher or student can attest, though, that's pretty much every student at some point even today. While a few happy exceptions do exist, teenagers, on the whole, high school is a brutal experience. If you're, you know, if you're in a clique or if you're not in a clique or whatever it is, you know, teenagers are, they're dark. They're depressing. They do not sleep enough. They don't eat healthy. They, a lot of them don't develop productive habits, especially now, social media, video gaming. How many people go outside during the summer months? On the contrary, they waste much of their days hunched over a screen, agonizing about their self-image, ignoring their homework, and blaming everyone and everything for their problems. Few of them these days have the luxury of two parents, good friends, or a church community to support them as they cope with the hormonal turbulence of puberty. So who can you, you know, how do you find Evan, the proverbial teenage mass murderer? It's not going to be a group of students and teachers equipped with a few hours of suicide prevention training. No, it isn't. That's actually something for professionals. So, if gun control and suicide prevention training can do little to change the situation, then what's it going to take? And in order to answer that, society should ask another question. Why are the shootings happening in the first place? That seems like an impossible question with a million different answers, but the only answer needed is the one that holds true for all school shootings. So perhaps a better question would be, what do they all have in common? And it's two words, the internet. In the decades preceding Columbine, kids struggled with the same kinds of problems, had the same potential access to guns. As a matter of fact, we had easier access to guns because there was no Brady Law. We attended schools that were far easier targets. And still, far fewer rampage killings took place, and none of them had the body counts that have become normal today. And this is because depressed and angry teenagers never became radicalized by countless hours of online propaganda. So today they can log in instantaneously and learn about various ideologies of hate and educate themselves on maximizing their destructive potential and desensitize their consciousness with pornography and violence. And this internet radicalization is essentially the same thing that's happening with Islamic terrorists all over the Western world. So what do? Do you take it away? That seems a little extreme, but there's your answer. The common denominator in all of this is the internet. Go back and look at pre-Columbine and tell me what you see coming forward. That's your homework for tonight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He says the latest move by President Trump in North Korea could be a game changer.
What was the complaint you heard frequently from Trump critics? He was bellicose. He would get us into a war. Mm-hmm. We were going to be fighting North Korea. Guess what? That's over. Whatever happens in the future, I don't think it will be as bellicose. So he's changed his image.
And late this afternoon, a federal judge ruled that AT&T can acquire Time Warner. Monica Mejeda is with Seventh Capital. She explains what this ruling means for you.
Now you're going to have one company controlling not only how you get the data with the distribution, but actually the kind of data that you can get and controlling all of the content.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and President Trump did pledge to stop this merger during his 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The ergonomics, the research and development, all been done for you. All you have to do is go there and enjoy. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I'm going to be doing here in the coming days is working on a special little ditty we're going to put together for Boyd's. It ought to be fun, but it will feature their outstanding, outrageously good gun stocks. But whatever happens, whatever you're thinking, the first thing you need to do is go to BoydsGunStocks.com. Very simple requirement for you there. Before I went to Camden, I had Dr. Robert Young from the DRGO on, and we were talking about suicide. And then the morning I think that I got up to go and drive the 8 hours to Camden, Tennessee, I woke up and celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain had killed himself. Hung himself again. And, you know, first thing that comes to mind is, you know, a piece of scripture: for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And Bourdain was worth about $16 million. And we live in such an evil time that merely suggesting that people are better off with God in their lives is venomously attacked and branded fanatical religious hate speech. but I'm going to go there anyway. And the people I'm going to be talking to are anti-gunners because they're all leftists. Bourdain, I know, was a leftist. He was talking about poisoning Trump with a meal, which is a fine way to act. And I suspect Ms. Spade, I'm pretty sure she was probably a leftist as well. Typically, leftists think they are too smart, too sophisticated to believe in a deity, to believe in God. Remember the closed-door fundraising event at which Obama demeaned the flyover country voters for clinging to their guns and religion? On the Christian-hating View TV show, Joy Behar called Vice President Pence mentally ill for saying he talks to Jesus. Historian David Barton documents how America was founded on our founders praying and receiving guidance from God. In 1798, Founding Father John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. Today, Christian politicians are branded dangerous by a leftist-dominated mainstream media." And the Democrat Party, hijacked by leftists, removed God from their platform a long time ago. When they voted God back into their platform, the convention floor erupted with angry boos. Can you imagine a group of people, normal in every way when you look at them, but so wicked that they boo God? Leftists laughed and continue to laugh at Christians today. They erroneously believe man is the ultimate power, capable of regulating equal outcomes. And they foolishly believe man can save or destroy the planet. Michael Crichton brilliantly articulates leftist folly in his novel Jurassic Park. Believing themselves to be wiser than God, leftists always fight to change God's original intent regarding biology and marriage and gender. And there's a scripture that, you know, nails their mindset. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You and I see their foolishness every day. They say that if a man awakes feeling like a woman that day, he should be legally be permitted to use public woman restrooms. They say that teachers addressing students as boys and girls is hateful and exclusive and must not be tolerated. They say that four-year-olds must be introduced to homosexuality and taught gay love is beautiful. For 8 years, Obama forced the anti-God extreme leftist foolishness down the throats of regular people, regular thinking Americans, and you know, it's good that Trump is rolling back Obama's war on Christianity, restoring our constitutional religious liberty. But Obama was the leftist's dream president. He aggressively stripped the God of Christianity from our government. He chastised Christians at the National Prayer Breakfast. He relentlessly tried to bully the 100-year-old Little Sisters of the Poor into funding abortion services, which is completely against everything that they teach. He enthusiastically honored homosexuals, Black Lives Matter, and Muslims with celebrations at the White House while turning away the National Day of Prayer. He was the most biblically hostile president in U.S. history. Disney's movie A Wrinkle in Time, starring Oprah Winfrey, struggled at the box office. Perhaps the reason is leftist producers stripped Bible quotes. A reference to Jesus and historical Christian figures from the movie adaptation of a children's book that had all of that in it. And they threatened to jail anyone disrespectful of Islam. You know, they do it in Britain already. Leftists boldly display their disdain for Christianity. They hate Jesus for saying, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." How dare he declare that the only way to heaven is through him? Oprah has decreed that Jesus is not the only way to God. She foolishly professes herself to be wise, too enlightened to believe Jesus Christ is the only path to God. The gangster movie Scarface is a strong biblical message. Tony Montana had everything he thought would bring him happiness, power, mountain of coke, extreme wealth, and beautiful women at his command. And yet Tony was miserable. All of Tony's stuff could not fill that spiritual void inside what produces, you know, that produces peace and happiness and a fulfilled life. People like Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington, which you know, all of these people, unique talents here on this planet that we got to see. We got to sample them firsthand. But there was something missing. Something was not there for them. They were void of something. And they took their own lives. And some of these people we will never see the like of again. All of that mindset has stolen from us again. These people are unfortunate casualties of a leftist mindset. Too smart and too sophisticated to just humbly trust and have faith. I guess it's just not complicated enough or something. I don't know. As someone who thought that was coming, I can tell you that's not the way to go. That is not the way to go. We should fight to stay here as long as we can and make that reward truly rewarding. But that should not be the first way we look at things whenever we're experiencing something like pain or disruption. Very simple concept. But that leftist mindset, if it gets you that way and you think you're too much of this and too much of that, well, you're in danger. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, This one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is simply, you know, the ergonomic excellence that everybody's been looking for, that everybody thinks is not possible. But it is. It's there. It's waiting on you. Check them out at voidsgunstocks.com. Don't really have to. I've got a couple things I want to cover just simply because, this class has made an impression upon me. First of all, here's something for you to consider. The chattering classes, this is a definition, if you will, of derogatory members of the educated metropolitan middle class, ESP, those in, academic, artistic, and media circles, considered as a social group freely given to articulate self-assured expression of opinions about society, culture, and current events. So here is the agreement that the anti-gun left insists all of us sign off on, since being a willing, probably enthusiastic victim is our sacred duty as citizens. And many are doing just that without thinking about the consequences. So here's the part, the victim's agreement. Number one, I hereby agree to adopt dependency as a permanent way of life. Number two, I thus agree to assign responsibility for the protection of myself and family to others, and thus take no personal responsibility myself. Number three, yet I understand that my protectors are under no legal obligation to show up when summoned and thus may not be present when needed or may take minutes, hours, or days to arrive. And in truth, they may never arrive. Number four, I understand that even after arrival, my protectors may take no action, including failing to attend to my injuries. Accordingly, I understand I may die while patiently waiting for them, even when present, to actually do something. Number five, I agree when confronted by violent criminals to do nothing other than meekly surrender. Number six, I agree to never fight for my life nor the lives of family members in any effective manner. I thus agree to humbly submit myself and my family to murder and mayhem. Number seven, I agree to never own a gun nor any other effective weapon. Number eight, I agree to never acquire effective training in the use of weapons. And number nine, finally, I agree to always think of myself as a victim and cheerfully accept victimhood as a permanent status. never aspiring to become anything else. If you're willing to go along with that program, well, if you're ready to sign up for that program, Well, one, I'm really worried about you. Two, I'm not one of that. Maintenance of your life and health should be important to you. And when it isn't, then you shouldn't foolishly expect it to be important to anyone else. There's a guy named Robert Fulghum. He said, when you break your neck, when you have nothing to eat, when your house is on fire, then you have a problem. Everything else is an inconvenience. Life is inconvenient. Life is lumpy. A lump in your oatmeal, a lump in your throat, a lump in your breast. Those three, none of them are the same kind of lump. One needs to learn and appreciate the difference. And then Cuomo. The few keep getting fewer, and there's more misery for the few New York residents who still own guns, because New York's governor, the Democrat, who, like most Democrats, wants to wholly eliminate the private ownership of guns, is now proposing a new measure designed to get him one step closer. Cuomo announced that he wants to add teachers, school administrators, and other school personnel to the growing list of individuals who may go to the head of the line in order to petition courts to issue extreme risk protection orders for individuals whom they believe are likely to engage in conduct that would result in serious harm to himself, herself, or others. The extreme risk protection order, which only affects, law-abiding people, by the way, is a polite terminology for abrupt and permanent gun confiscation. So any teacher, even one who's never even met you, can capriciously decide that you're crazy and thus should not own guns. And on the basis of this unsworn, uncorroborated, unprofessional testimony alone, your Second Amendment rights as an American can be instantly, arbitrarily, and probably permanently annulled without a hearing, without warning, and without ever having been accused, much less convicted of any crime, ever, without any opportunity to defend yourself. Due process is not really in existence in the minds of these leftist Second Amendment haters. And, of course, the governor's heavily armed security detail will not be affected by any of this. So here's another quote for you to consider. Many politicians are by choice far removed from their own electorate and thus continue to make the mistake of ignoring voters' concerns because they, politicians, have manufactured their own secure, comfortable, an insulated world, and refuse to ever come out of it, nor even acknowledge any other worlds exist. There's a lot of things that this definition would apply to, okay? But that is correct as far as with the politicians and how they look at things and the way things are concerned. Now, another thing that Finding Pistol teaches you is what they refer to as the rule of threes. A gunfight, the average gunfight, is going to take place at 3 feet, it's going to involve 3 rounds, and it's going to be over with in about 3 seconds. So if there's going to be no time to call anybody, there's going to be no time to wait on anybody, you're going to have to make a decision really fast. So, look around you right now today. Put yourself in the worst position you would be in, which for me, that would be being downtown with the grandbabies. And ask yourself, do you want to wait in a world where this would actually occur in the world with the rule of threes? Do you want to be at that kind of mercy? Because the average response time for police in the United States is 11.11 minutes. And the gunfight's probably going to be over in as little as 3 seconds. You still going to be around when that's done? Will one of your loved ones be shot accidentally by the bad guy because you weren't able to take any sort of action? Where do you draw that line? Where do you say, well, you know, he only wanted this? Where does that line get drawn? This is a luxury that none of us, unless we exist alone. And then if we exist alone, all we have to be, the biggest concern for us is going to be ourselves. But do we want to, you know, take that risk to where you don't know what's going to happen and you don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how far it's going to go. You willing to take that risk? I'm not. I am not. So I have decided not to. You should join me in that. Simply because it makes the most sense. We all have self-preservation built into us. It's not going to be free. Right before I left Camden, Tennessee, Sunday night, I got to hang out with James Yeager for a few quick minutes. And coming up third hour, he will be joining us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.